We have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be joyful for. And we have a lot of things listed in our bulletin that we need to be concerned for this morning. We have several people listed to pray for, and we should remember as we pray this week. And among them would be Martha Brown, although she's home now. And Stan Intelman and Ruth Allen are in the hospital now. So give them a special prayer this week. And now let's join in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come here to worship you. We have gladness in our hearts as we worship. You're our Creator and our Lord. While this world is chaotic and unpredictable, you've put peace in our hearts, and we're at rest in you. We thank you for this peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And we thank you for all of the benefits of serving you, for your forgiveness of sin, for the healing of our bodies and our spirits, and for the redemption of our lives. We're thankful for your love and your compassion, and especially for your preparations for a place for us in heaven. Thank you that we are joined heirs with Jesus. We ask your guidance in all that we do. Help us to remember that we have a God that is powerful and mighty and who is willing to fight on our side. And help us be victorious in whatever battles we are facing. Help us to realize that you are truly our rock and our fortress. And we lift up to you in prayer those we are concerned for this morning. We ask for healing for each one. You know each one by name and what their need is, and we ask for your healing, your help for them, and your comfort. Make each one aware of your presence and speak to their heart. Help us to worship you with our whole heart. Let us be open this morning to your truth and your righteousness, and help us to hear your word and apply it to our lives. All these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now we have a word and song from the choir.